I spoke to Austin Baroque Orchestra's music director, Billy Traylor, who described them this way.
We're a period instrument orchestra, so we perform music from the 17th and 18th centuries on replicas of instruments from that time.
This comes from a time before metal strings and before wind instruments had valves. The sound is different. That's the Austin Baroque Orchestra you're hearing. So you've got a concert coming up in Fredericksburg. Tell us about that.
It's called Haydn Go Seek. It's a performance of music of Joseph and Michael Haydn. And what we're going to be doing is performing a good example of four of the main large-scale genres Haydn was known for, symphony, concerto, opera, and the setting of the Catholic Mass.
Which is appropriate, given that this all happens at St. Mary's Catholic Church. The 4 p.m. free performance is not a mass, though. Simply a performance in one of Texas's most beautiful of the painted churches.
We'll be doing his Symphony No. 30, and we'll be doing one of his organ concertos, and we'll be doing the overture to an opera. It's really dark and spooky, and doesn't sound quite anything like what most people are used to hearing from Haydn.
Get there a little early so you can learn something about the context of Baroque.
And we'll have a free concert talk starting at 3:30. Very informal.
Traylor says these composers were real people.
These people were just as human as we were and had just as many faults and frailties.
More on this Austin Baroque Orchestra concert and other arts and culture news at TPR.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.